Exercise L19. Drawing conclusions. 1.
Polio is a crippling disease that you've all heard about. It reached epidemic proportions during the 1950s. Unfortunately, many sufferers from that decade started experiencing a return of the symptoms 30 years later. Strange, isn't it? The reason behind this recurrence isn't yet understood, but it has given scientists further information about the disease.
For what field might the new information about polio be most useful? Two.
I'd really like to get my foreign language requirements out of the way, but I went to register, and when I got there to sign up for beginning Spanish, all the Spanish courses were closed. So, do you have any suggestions, Dr. Abbott?
Well, if you're insisting on getting your requirement out of the way, you could sign up for a different language. The Italian teacher on our staff is excellent, and the classes are smaller, so there's more opportunity to practice speaking.
I never thought of Italian. Thanks for the advice.
What will the man probably do as a result of this conversation? Three.
You were telling us about the famous fashion designer Jean Muir yesterday at the end of the class period, but we had to rush off. I know it wasn't part of your lecture, but we thought it was interesting. Could you finish what you were saying?
Sure. What were you interested in?
Well, you were talking about her discovery that she had terminal cancer and how she set about changing the way she managed her fashion business. But you didn't get into those changes. I'd like to know what things she did.
I was just saying that she concentrated her time and energy on four women. These women had worked for her over the years. So Muir gradually increased their responsibilities and their training. Together, they worked on both Muir's mainline collection and the studio collection using her original ideas and patterns. At the time of her death, she had left enough material for these women to produce collections for 20 years.
She was really passionate about design, wasn't she?
Why might Jean Muir have given so much attention to her staff? Four.
Two University of Alaska professors devised a novel way of getting junior high school students interested in the economic history of their state. How many of you are interested in the economic history of your state? No hands up. Okay. So, these professors produced a 120-page comic book that traces the economic history of Alaska from the mid-18th century until the granting of statehood in 1959. Most adolescents seem to find the comic book format a more entertaining way for learning a subject. So, this seems to be the ideal way to pass on information. The writers use fictional and historical characters to illustrate economic concepts and historical events, such as the hunting of whales and the Klondike gold rush of the 1890s. The response from students was overwhelmingly enthusiastic. And as you can imagine, teachers also appreciated the ease with which their students grasped economic concepts taught in this way.
To what group of university students might this talk have been given?